Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, Jackie. Hello, everybody.
Hi, darling. So tonight, once again, Veronica's going to interview the team. We're excited to see where this goes. Ronnie and I tried to get kind of on the same page in terms of where we're going with this.
One focus and the one flying free, right?
Right.
And any feedback from your listeners, my listeners, would be really appreciated, too.
Yes, we love feedback, and we want to bring to you that which you want to hear. So we need to hear from you, and so please take the time to email us. Ronnie and I share emails, and I'll remember to do that with her, and she'll remember to do it with me.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's dedication, again, continued support of the financial markets. And if you're wondering if you could really make a difference, I want you to really realize that what happened with Gustav, our latest big hurricane, was an indication of the amount of magic that people were working, amount of light and energy that they were sending into that experience to diffuse it. And I just, as I watched it unfold, I was so thrilled, and I want to thank everyone who took the time to put their energy into diffusing that hurricane and remind you all that you are magicians. You can make a difference. You can make a difference in the financial markets. And, you know, if you can diffuse a hurricane, you should sure as hell diffuse the financial markets. Trust me on this. So, congratulations, everyone. And this is, we're going to be called on more and more and more to be conscious and recognize not only are we working on, you know, healing ourselves and going through our own ascension process, but also taking more and more responsibility for what's happening on our planet. And in your spare time. So tonight, I wanted to bring up a subject that's kind of all over the net. You know, some of you may have seen it, some of you may not have. This is on YouTube, and if you go into your computer and search Federation of Light, Craft will appear on October 14th, 2008. You'll be able to pull it up. And literally put that whole thing in there. Just go in, Federation of Light, dash, Craft will appear on October 14th, 2008. And you'll get to the correct YouTube link. Unfortunately, I don't have it. I thought I pasted it in here, but somewhere it got lost. It is an absolutely beautiful presentation where they talk about the fact that they will be appearing with a ship. Now, they talk about the ship being 2,000 miles long. And I want to say to you that there are ships that are that big. I know that this is difficult for humans to translate because you're talking almost the width of our country.
Wow.
And it will be centered, or the plan is to center it, as I recall, over Alabama. And I can't tell you how many people have asked me, why Alabama? And I think that there are several reasons for that. One is having to do with all of the weather challenges that are coming up with the hurricanes. I think because somebody said, well, if it's in Alabama, a lot of people won't listen to what anybody says. And I said, trust me, if the ship's as big as what they say, and it's going to be there for a couple hours, there'll be no question. So I know that people would like to say to the team, you know, is this real? Is it really going to happen? And, you know, I'll say that Matthew, messages from Matthew, and I'm sorry, I lost the name of his mother. She has a radio show on BBS as well. Lovely, lovely, lovely lady. And Matthew has talked about the ship as well. What I found interesting is I woke up, oh, probably yesterday or the day before. Unfortunately, I have a terrible time with time. And I knew that I don't normally say these things on the radio, but this one I have to because I absolutely knew I was there. I was in meeting with them, and my concern, okay, especially with how fast the whole political thing is moving right now, that this particular experience happening at October 14th, as close as it would be to the election, could be spun, and for any of you who are Republicans, I apologize to you, but it could be spun by the Republicans as an act of aggression and throw the country into fear. So I have had great concern about that possibility. Now, when ships appear, it's a timing issue. It's not just time, it's timing. Okay? And so... but I mean, I woke up with such clarity that I remember the conversation that I'd been there, I'd been pleading the case and everything, and I thought, wow. And it was kind of matter of fact until it kind of realized that that actually happened.
Who were you visiting with?
I was before the Federation. Now, which Federation I was sitting before, I have no idea. But in fact, I wasn't sitting, I was standing.
Hmm.
And, but, you know, I had definite concerns that this could turn into a political fiasco and throw the country into fear.
Hmm.
And in other words, that it would be spun the wrong way. The intention of this experience was irrefutable proof that they exist. That was the intention, or is the intention. The problem is when you get into a political arena like we're in right now, where there's a lot of desperation, and especially since the nomination of Sarah Palin by the Republicans, where that's got a lot of controversy attached to it anyway, and many people are saying it was a great faux pas, you know, I will tell you that from the other side of the veil, there is a tremendous support for Barack Obama. This has nothing to do with my personal, you know, beliefs or interests. I just can tell you that that is the case. He is not fully awakened to who he is yet. He will. He does recognize that he is led and he is guided. But he doesn't understand to the extent that he is led and guided at this time. He is also has proven himself to be friendly to the UFO community. So obviously he has some knowledge, some understanding deep within, coded into his soul essence.
Hmm.
You know, is it absolutely going to happen? And I, you know, I'm going to say I don't ever go on record with any of these things. But I will say that there is a possibility. I don't have a definitive answer at this time. It is definitely being considered. Whether or not they look at it and they look at the pros, which I know they will, the pros and cons of what they believe could happen. You know, I'm always there pleading the emotional side of humans, which is kind of what we work with, is the emotional body, is understanding that the possibility of it being spun into any form of active aggression, and the fact that Cheney has, you know, more war experience, and that would be exactly the way that it could be spun. It was a concern that it would take it off of its intended purpose.
Hmm.
So I did want to share that with you. I felt it was important because it really is moving all over the internet right now. Have you seen it, Veronica?
No, I haven't.
It's absolutely a beautiful presentation on YouTube. If you'll remind me, I'll send it over to you.
Okay.
Also, I wanted to share before we go into the interview process something to the squirrel. I love you, darling. I know you're listening. Solara's Surf Report, and again, this is something you can search on your internet and go to her website and sign up for it. It's S-O-L-A-R-A apostrophe S, Solara's Surf Report. Again, I don't have a website, I'm sorry. I don't a lot of times when these are forwarded to me. I just wanted to read one little short paragraph and then some symptoms that she's written about, which I thought were really wonderful. Since we are no longer the same person that we used to be when we fully inhabited duality, and since we no longer give duality our allegiance and make it our predominant reality, we are discovering that when we courageously face our most difficult challenges, that they will be easy to get through. This is because the problem wasn't the challenge itself. It was the illusion of what they meant to us and our fearful reluctance to honestly face them that were the real test. And Veronica, I thought you'd jump on this since our conversation we had earlier.
But the part of it I missed, or at least I didn't quite understand.
Okay, I'm going to read it again.
Okay. Please.
Since we are no longer the same person that we used to be when we fully inhabited duality, mm-hmm. and since we no longer give duality our allegiance and make it our predominant reality, we are discovering that when we courageously face our most difficult challenges, that they will be easy to get through. This is because the problem wasn't the challenge itself. It was the illusion of what they meant to us
uh-huh.
and our fearful reluctance to honestly face them that were the real test.
Wow, that's very good, actually. It's a terrific release thing. Talk about being in the now, right?
It's brilliant. I mean, this is many pages, but this was one paragraph as I buzzed through it, and I went, wow, that's powerful.
Yes, it is.
Okay, some symptoms that she talks about, that she says symptoms that we are on the right track, being periodically flattened and then experiencing heightened clarity and then being flattened again.
And being flattened is something we were talking about.
Yes, it is. Null zoning on the inside while still functioning on the outside.
Fascinating.
And that's null, N-U-L-L, zoning. I loved it. Extremes of temperature, lots of sneezing. This has to do with, she goes into dragon energy, which I that's her thing.
Well, that's funny because I've been getting really hot at times and sneezing like mad.
Uh-huh, I have too. Extreme appetite or no appetite, also experiencing that. Needing lots of sleep or very little sleep. Mind often blank and expanded. This makes mental tasks the most difficult. Dizziness when shifting worlds, absolutely. Feeling a physical rumbling and shaking in the ground below us when there's no earthquake. Chest pains. These occur when our emotional body expands. Skin eruptions, rashes, and welts. This I found fascinating. These are, again, she goes in the dragon thing. Cysts and boils. We're releasing hidden pockets of old wounds from a deep strata of our beings. Organized physical exercise, such as going to the gym, is almost impossible. Yet more natural forms of exercise, such as swimming, walking, and bicycling, feel really good. Everything changes every 10 minutes. The weather, our emotions, the prevailing energy, and the tasks we're able to do. nothing happens in a logical, linear progression. We are learning to live multidimensionally and jumping from task to task in no obvious order. This is teaching us to look for the energetic openings that are always present.
This is how I should interview you.
I'm sorry?
I said, that's how I should interview you.
Absolutely. Experiencing the gamut of emotions, our emotions are all over the map because the scaffolding on our emotional bodies is almost gone.
Wow.
Not knowing what to eat anymore. Can't find the right clothes to wear. This is so funny. This is because we're changing so much that nothing feels like us. But we're in a transition zone where neither our old caterpillar clothes or our new butterfly clothes feel right. So both the butterpillar and the caterpillar feel so awkward that it really doesn't matter what we put on. no longer enjoying our old activities, can't read, can't watch TV or films, don't like our old music. Since we don't know yet what our new activities are, we often prowl around looking for the openings as to what we should do. Another symptom of the transition zone. The reason I thought all this was so funny is because it feels so familiar to me. We feel the deeply loving presence of our one true love with us, even though we aren't consciously calling out to them. What will help? Eating extra protein, fresh fruits, special transitional foods. We all have something special. Her current favorite is frozen Snicker bars. Drinking lots and lots of water, getting wet, shower, swimming, standing in the sprinklers, washing our face and hands frequently. Anything that gets us wet and clears off the old energy. And boy, I couldn't agree with that more. I've never washed my hands so much in my life.
Me too, actually. I've been doing a lot of that lately.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Well, I don't know what that's about. It's not like I go anywhere to get dirty. I have puppies. That's it.
I even bought some nice spray stuff that's supposed to purify your hands. And I mean, this is so unlike me.
She goes on to say simple physical tasks such as cleaning the house, gardening, fixing something physical. The physical plane is really helping us stay grounded right now, so try to do physical tasks throughout the day, even for a few minutes. I love this because I know this is right on. Sleeping when we need to, no matter what time it is, and not feeling guilty about it. Giving ourselves lots of quiet time. Weeding out distractions and unnecessary activities. And if we're working in a regular job, take greater reality touchstones, underline greater reality touchstones with you to help you remember what is really going on. Crystals, you know, anything. Asking for help, this is really important because we're not supposed to do it all by ourselves anymore. We need to reach out. So I thought I'd share those with you. I thought they were very clever. They made me giggle.
No, they're great.
And they felt right on.
Pretty all-encompassing, you know.
Well, the part about not knowing what to wear, it made me giggle as well.
I just see mounds of clothes all around the bedroom. In a moment, of course.
Okay. All right, anything of importance before I go into channel here?
Do we want to discuss the subject, or should we just talk with the
guys? Well, yeah, we probably should. In talking together, I had an experience this week that not only for me, but I've been seeing it in the sessions, and about triggers, and there have been some big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming in quick and they're leaving quick depending on our response to them and what they're there to do. To get us very much in touch with, you know, what needs to be really looked at, lifted and healed. And so this particular paragraph that was in Suara's surf report is so appropriate. Where she says it was the illusion of what they meant to us and our fearful reluctance to honestly face them that were the real test. And I think that's just absolutely so powerful. So I'm going to go into channel and let you want to... Do you have anything else you want to say about this, Veronica, before we go in?
No, just that we're going to see if we can steer through the different levels of triggers and what they can mean to us with the guides, with your team. And that should keep people a little bit aligned, that we have an organized plan here. We think, you know.
Well, yes, we'll see where it goes. You know, as soon as you ask a question, I never know exactly what's going
to
happen. So.
I know, listening to what Solara had to say, is my goodness, we can't really count on an organized plan anyway. And actually, the team might have ideas of their own, so we'll
just... Yes, I've given up on organization, and I had a laugh. Veronica and I were talking, and she was talking about her questions about Jesus last week, and I went, huh? Okay, let me just go into channel.
Mm-hmm.
sorry, we had to do a little bit of extra work. The channel's very focused tonight, so we had to move her over. All right, welcome, Veronica, and welcome to all of you listening out there.
How wonderful
to have you. It is a joy and a pleasure for us to be with all of you. As you know, we have great love for all of you. And for those one who are maybe wondering, we speak for far more than any of you could perceive. Far more than any of you could perceive in terms of numbers. So we have a single voice, which is not really a true voice, but a transmission. Let's see, we have some other. All right. We have others with us who would like to be acknowledged as well, and want you all to know that this is not only extraterrestrial, what you perceive as extraterrestrial beings, but beings of all levels and dimensions. Some of your own masters. Few of your, we're sorry. Yes, some of what you perceive as angels and archangels, and let's see if anybody else is on the bandwagon tonight. Everybody is wanting to get equal time here. Yes. So we're all gathered together. We would remind all of you that your sense of separation, as it begins to fall away, your concepts of what's possible will fall away with it. And you will understand that everything works together. And what a joyful time that will be for you, where you will not feel this sense of separation. So now, Veronica, we turn it over to you.
Well, thank you, and it's wonderful to be with you again. And when we talked a little earlier, Jackie and I were speaking about triggers. I'm making the assumption everyone listening to this show understands that we're in a process of clearing reactions and old patterns of belief and so on that have come from multitudinal sources, right? But triggers that we have in the daytime, I wondered if you could talk about that. I called them karmic. And Jackie reminded me that there is no real karma anymore. But I know we have these amazing energy pulls from interactions from people, and sometimes they seem inexplicable. And I wondered if you could talk about that.
All right. Well, let's begin. Now, this is layer upon layer, so we're going to try to keep it simple here. All right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Through your clearing process now, everything is competing with everything else to lift up and out.
Mm-hmm.
There is a tremendous movement at this time. If you could understand how much, your concept of who your guides are and how many beings are around you and star families and so on, is very, very, very limited in its totality. So there's a tremendous goal for those of you that are listening to this show and those that we work with on a regular basis. We want you to understand that you are definitely being studied and watched and encouraged and helped on every level and all the time, including in your dream states. There just is no time that there is not assistance and encouragement going on. You've agreed to be out front. Therefore, a lot, and this does not exclude others. It's just that with you that are listening to the show, and you wouldn't be tuned in if this were not the case, have decided to accelerate your path. Now, in that process, right, and there are others that haven't listened to our show, by the way. We don't want to make this exclusive. In that process, and we've been talking about this a lot, about subconscious and unconscious beliefs. Now, those subconscious, unconscious beliefs, many of you perceive came through this lifetime only. But there are other elements to them. Now, this is where it gets complex. We'll try to keep it as simple as possible. There's nationality. Does nationality have an influence on subconscious, unconscious beliefs? Yes. Does your family lineage have an influence? Yes. Now, there have been great emotional issues that have moved forward through family members. And we could go through the whole imprinting process here, but if we took, just to give you a small example here, the concept that the mother of children is born with the eggs that will become her children. Therefore, those eggs were imprinted by her mother and then continue to be imprinted by the mother of the children throughout the lifetime. Now, on your planet, you know, you've come to the realization that, yes, there can be influence while you're in the womb, but there's more than that. There's more than that. Now, what about Dad? Well, Dad has influence, too. Don't misunderstand that. Don't misunderstand that. But the greatest influence generally comes through the mother's side. That does not mean, and this is one of the reasons that you all seek Daddy's approval so much, because you don't have that built-in connection as strongly. This is also why Jewish people, whether they realize it or not, regardless of what they teach, understood that their lineage passes through the mother, not the father. So these are all influences, all right? So these subconscious, unconscious beliefs that have controlled your lives, coming from a variety of sources, including past lifetimes, those can be influenced as well, bearing in mind that past lifetimes can be imprints rather than lifetimes actually lived. So you have all of this going on. Now, you talked about triggers, right? Mm-hmm. Veronica.
Yes.
So what can trigger an events? We don't want to forget events. Major events, pivotal events on the planet. Many of you listening have been here at pivotal times on the planet, and we would say the majority, if not all of you, were here during the times of Atlantis. Now, Lazarus has talked about this as well, that you're back this time to be certain that the same thing doesn't happen again. And if you look at your country, and its technology, and its abuse of power, and so on and so forth, it should make perfect sense to you. So also being influenced by what was considered to be an incredibly tragic event on the planet, which were the destructions of Atlantis. Many of you very connected to the time of the one you know as Jesus. Many of you in this lifetime feel a very strong connection to that. Many of you do not, but many of you do. Many of you took on those imprints. Many of you were actually there. Difficult for you to know. You won't until, well, you won't for a while. So triggers. So situations now that are happening that can trigger you, set you off, can all be affected by these influences combined. Now, we tend to group this into the subconscious, unconscious beliefs. To keep it simple, we expanded it for your edification and understanding to realize that it's a much bigger thing than just that. The goal right now is that for these subconscious, unconscious beliefs to be pulled to the surface so that you can recognize them, transmute them, and change these beliefs. This is a very big issue now. Very big, because you don't want anything that you're not aware of running your life. And many of you have these kinds of issues that have been very difficult for you. We've worked with many of you that are going back through these power retrievals. What is it? What is it? Now, there are other things. We could go into that, but we won't tonight because, again, too complex. As we go through the chakras and the other influences, very, very strong, your connections with mother and father and so on. Now, Veronica, you were going to ask about something with the channel here.
Well, let's go back to Jackie and I were talking before the show, and she... we were just talking about triggers, and she was saying, for example, I go to a gathering, and there suddenly is a total different reaction to me than there's been before, and I don't know whether it's jealousy or another life, okay? And I'd like you to respond to that regarding her experience, but also, then the word jealousy came up, and I know that I'm often told I evoke jealousy in people. And so I'm going, well, there's a kind of a word there that creates a trigger, that it's reflective of a very deep and ancient reaction, is it not? So I just wondered if you could talk about that, like when somebody goes to a party and there's a whole...
All right. Well, the channel did not use the word jealousy. That wasn't one of her considerations.
Okay.
However, all right... This can happen to any of you. The channel was at a party where there were people that she had known for many years but have not really been involved in her life since she began this work. Only in a peripheral way, several had maybe one or two sessions in the very beginning. Now, she found that she was quite surprised by the reaction that she experienced with people, and she didn't understand it. But she stayed centered with it, and so... Now, to the degree that they actually, in a way, kind of stood back from her, took a distance, even though they came up and gave her a hug and so on, she could feel energetically how they would stand away. And, but she was determined to go to this. This was wasn't a big party. It was for some people that she cared about. But she was curious. And a couple of days later, she happened to read something. And we tried to get her information to assist her. She likes to do her own path. We want people to understand that, you know, people assume if you channel that you're going to get all the answers right, and that's not the case. Each one of you have your own path. She read something about Atlantis and realized instantly that she had been with these people during that timing. Now, in the past, you know, there have been discussions, and these are people that she spent a lot of time with many years ago, back in the 90s. And she felt that it was very much attributed to that timing, that they, in fact, had not dealt with a lot of their sorrow, shame. Many of you carry a lot of shame and guilt around Atlantis. All right? And anyone who was there, if it's not been processed, still carry it. Now, was that true? And this was what she assumed. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Plus, what she represents to them is someone who is doing something that is outside of, in a way, their comfort zone. They're far more comfortable with a different way of approaching their spiritual growth. Not everyone is comfortable with the concept of extraterrestrials, you see.
That's true.
They assume that we're talking about little gray beings that come and abduct you. And you know, this is all fed by the media now. This is in your movies and different ways. So there's this fear of the unknown. And the blanching backward is a natural response. Ooh, you scare me. Now, for you, Veronica, and we're going to go into this as well. Many of you out there listening may have had these same kinds of experiences where you've gone into a group and found that for whatever reason, you irritated people and had no idea why. You may have triggered their anger, their jealousy, their... You're unable to actually pinpoint what it is. So you grasp for something that you can define. All right, are they jealous of me? Do they not like me? What is it? You know, do I not smell right? You know, what's the problem? For many of you, you carry a tremendous amount of light. And that light, and the more clarity there is with that light, the more uncomfortable it can make some people. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, and that means that I'm triggering them because it's bringing up that. Is that right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And generally what will happen is you're triggering their shadow and their shame. Mm-hmm. Regardless of where it came from, you're triggering their shadow and their shame.
Well, in the case of the party that Jackie went to, for example, and I've been through those similar circumstances, if it is from Atlantis times, then what's the freedom from that? What's the learning curve? Is there a possibility of detaching entirely from that consciousness?
All right. What is your question? In other words, is there a way to heal and clear it? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yes.
And not maintain, not be the carrier of that kind of energetic implant?
No. No. You're carrying it for a reason.
Oh, okay.
All right. What they do with it is up to them.
Hmm.
All right. Again, in a way, you are a gift. What they do with it is up to them. If people get uncomfortable by your presence, then there's something within them that they are looking at that they're not comfortable with. Now, many times, Veronica, because you're a psychic, you see,
mm-hmm.
people will get uncomfortable around a psychic for fear that you see the truth about them. Now, why would they fear that? Unless they haven't dealt with their shame and their shadow.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
I sure do. There's another thing, too, is we've all been taught, you know, that it's a mirror. If something's coming up, it's something in you, and so on. And you just helped me a lot by saying it can be a gift, bringing it up. It's there for a reason.
Yeah.
And it is a contribution, isn't it, at that level?
Absolutely.
Hmm. I appreciate
it. If the goal is to heal and clear as much as possible, and you're encountering people that you've been together with at pivotal times on the planet, and they have issues that they have not yet dealt with, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If this is an incentive in any fashion, any way for them to deal with it, even through their anger at you and not understanding why they have it, hopefully they will go in and look at, why do I feel this way? What is it? Now, Veronica, we understand, all right, because the channel's had this experience with spiritual teachers
mm-hmm.
who Absolutely. We're afraid of the channel. Now, this, she found this very perplexing. This goes way back in years. All right?
Mm-hmm.
She found this incredibly perplexing, and she never did understand it. And until she heard back from someone who was and held themselves out as a spiritual teacher, who had some integrity issues, we'll go with that. Brilliant teacher, but definite integrity issues. And she told a mutual friend of theirs that she was afraid of the channel.
Hmm.
And the reason she was afraid is because the channel could see the truth. And therefore, she didn't want to be around her. She was afraid of her. And she couldn't control her. Now, we would say the same thing to you, Veronica. Do you understand what we're saying here?
I think I do,
and
yeah.
For many of you out there listening, we're certain that you have family members, that you bring up something, and it perplexes you to no end.
The problem with family members, it goes on and on and on.
Well, it does, but also, please be clear here, that you may be there to trigger. That may be part of the agreement. We won't get into the whole family thing tonight. But part of the agreement to trigger their awakening and their coming to terms with their shame and shadow. This is going to become more and more of an issue on your planet. This is the reason in the beginning that we had the channel begin with the shame shows and then go into the shadow. Very important work. The Tsars called it a spiritual... imperative. And it is. You can't get there from here unless you deal with those issues. You cannot. Now, we're going to take it one step further. The one that you know as Jesus. Bashar made a brilliant statement. And he said, they had to kill him. And the reason that they did is that his light was so great. It made them look within themselves and they didn't like what they saw. So they had to kill him. It's not like they sat around and said, let's just kill him. Subconscious, unconscious drive, because he was a threat.
So he triggered them.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because he reflected back a light that was so great. And again, having not dealt with their shame and their shadow. And certainly, Veronica, you know people we know the channel does, who perceive that there is something so flawed within them that if people really knew them, they wouldn't want to have anything to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they create a false persona to survive. And the negative ego runs the show. And they bluster about how good they are and this and that and how much they have. But it's a shell. Underneath it is lots of rage and all kinds of other things going on. So they lead a double life. The life they show to the world and the true life that they live. There are many more of these people than you realize.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You wanted to discuss something else more about triggers? What do you want?
It's such a huge subject, I realize, as you speak. I just want to touch briefly on the power retrievals that you do. It seems like there's such a really, like, for example, if someone triggers me, is a power retrieval kind of a logical place to go? And it seems also that the power retrievals are an infinite process, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Maybe you could touch on that subject.
All right. Power retrieval. It depends on the person and how deep they want to go and how far the possibilities are. Sometimes a person in your life, not even necessarily a relative or a lover, carries, is encoded, if you will, to trigger something that needs to be healed in you. And if you have an extreme reaction to them, you can generally be pretty sure that that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the reverse of just what we just talked about. All right?
Mm-hmm.
If it engenders an extreme reaction in you, just like you create when you go into groups, Veronica, and the channel does too. All right? So there is an opportunity to go in and get in touch with the experience or experiences that are creating that incredible trigger.
You mean through the power retrieval? So
yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, a lot of this is all shadow stuff because that's where it resides. And there are layers to it. You know, you could work with Debbie Ford's book, you know, and, oh, right, what is it about this person that just sends me over the edge, and start working with it and work with it. She has a list of words and so on that, you know, will trigger and engender different feelings. And you can get to that layer, but then there's another layer and another layer and another layer. With the power retrieval, many times people discover things that are far beyond their comprehension, even. And Veronica, you've encountered other beings in your chakras. And
oh, yes, indeed.
All right. This is for those who are willing to truly heal to the greatest levels and depths.
Well, it's like all those things that you referred to at the beginning, that we're influenced by legend, by family, by
That's
culture,
right.
And it all comes up in a power retrieval.
That's correct. It does.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're going through all the levels, all of them. Lifetimes, lineage, nationality, all of it's there. The complexity, and it, you know, we'll just say this, you know, on the back side of the body, and the, you know, some of this is done metaphorically and some of it is actually real.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the way that you carry these contracts in your energy fields and how they're encoded and embedded. And all of those are undone during a power retrieval. Now, this is very big stuff. Very big stuff. Sometimes it takes a long time to get to that point. You know, someone made the comment, well, we used to be able to get through a person in one time. That's one layer, one level. How deep do you want to go? You know, if you're still absolutely undone about something, at this stage of your evolution, you need to go all the way. You're going to find things that you can't even imagine.
Hmm.
And now we're talking about healing lifetimes, not only human, but cosmic as well. So you're expanding your influence, your reach, in a dramatic way. You're accomplishing more by doing these in one lifetime than you ever perceived was possible.
Hmm.
Ever perceived was possible. Imagine for the growth of your soul what it can do to go through a number of lifetimes, not only human but cosmic. What kind of soul growth and expansion that can create.
I think of it as core sampling.
All right. We'll go with it. It's very, very deep. Now, anything else, dear? You've got other ideas?
Well, this is of a little bit of a lighter but fairly practical note, is when, for example, back to Jackie's party or even some of my own experiences.
Yeah.
It's interesting when you do, for example, a power retrieval or you stop and really let let yourself go into neutral and experience that, you will often get information about what that was about. Like she read something about the Atlantean time.
Yes.
Or in my case, someone that I'm very traumatized by sometimes. All of a sudden, I heard a story about that person that absolutely disheveled and unhooked a whole bunch of my attachments to the trauma part.
Exactly. Now, you had already started the power retrieval on this particular person.
Very much so, yes.
Yes. And so you start a process that is operating at a multitude of levels.
And it vibrates, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And in ways that you don't yet understand. You can't even understand. I mean, we could explain it to you, but even that would be... It would be so limited compared to the totality of what's really going on. And we'll explain it to you this way. These experiences are working through the archetypes. You're actually shifting, influencing the archetypes of consciousness. Through these experiences, which in then trickles down into the collective and has an influence on the totality of human consciousness.
And we don't need every single one to be power retrieved, right?
No, but we want you to understand the reason that we came up with these concepts, the reason that they are so powerful, the reason that you have so much assistance, is because of the overall impact of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very amazing.
Well, and there's tremendous gratitude and love for each one of you that do these. Please understand that. All right.
And I know we're going to have to come to a close shortly. We have a couple of minutes.
All right. Well, we'd like to take this time with all of you who are listening tonight. And we ask you, if you desire now, when you go to sleep tonight, to ask for assistance. Again, we've said this before, but this is so important now. To ask for assistance through the dream state and into your next couple of days. To surface subconscious and unconscious beliefs, and we recommend you keep a little journal, a little tablet. It doesn't have to be fancy. We don't care. The back of something, whatever. To write down your impressions in the morning. Even in the middle of the night. Expect some insights. It may pop out at you. You know, a little truck that brings the coffee and donuts. You're out there and go, oh my God, I just remembered.
Hmm.
This is what you want to do now. You know, this whole report thing, she said, you know, ask for help. Now, bearing in mind, not pleading for help from an empowered place. Dear friends, all my team, my guides, all my friends on the other side of the veil, I ask for your assistance in helping me in a co-creative way to now bring up and clear that which has been hidden from me, those subconscious, unconscious beliefs. I want to create the life of my dreams. It's time now. I know I came here to make a difference, to contribute in whatever way. You're here, all of you, to have an incredible life now. To be living examples. And if you make some people angry by your presence, not to take it too personally, please. Some people will be repelled by you. For now. And the more healing they get, they'll come back. They're not gone forever, most of them. Now we love you, and right now we are sending out love to each and every one of you. You may feel it as waves of energy. You may feel warm inside your body or your heart. You may feel a little tickle on the top of your head. We love you. We thank you for participating with us. We thank you for tuning in, for having sessions, for working with Veronica, for doing the work that you're all doing. We love you. We love you. And that love is unconditional. Veronica, we love you. We thank you so much for this evening. It's always fun for us to work with you.
Thank you. I love you, too. It was a wonderful evening. Thank you.
And we will speak for the channel when she says a piece of Veronica and the channel are in each and every one of you, and a piece of each and every one of you are in Veronica and the channel. It can't be any other way, dear ones. The truth is there's only one of you, viewed from different perspectives, on an enormous spiral. We love you. Until your dream time tonight or next week, whichever you prefer. Namaste, dear ones.
Namaste. Many blessings.
Are we on air?
Yes, we are.
Oh,
welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. I think it was a very fun experience.
Oh, good. Well, I hope everybody had fun.
And email us both, what's your email, Jackie?
Jackie@ethealing.com.
And Veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Let us know what you'd like to hear about or talk about.
Yes, and we'd love your comments on the show. We really are trying to come up with formats that will help help all of you. And give you more information in areas that will help and assist you in your own evolution. And, you know, we're excited to try to do whatever is going to work. Short of doing skits on the radio, I don't think I want to do that.
I don't know, we're kind of doing that.
I guess in a way we are.
Good night, Jackie.
Good night, everyone. I love you, Bonnie.
Love you, too.
Bye. Love you all. Thank you.